Welcome to another episode of Short Story Time, the show that gives us very, very short reviews of the stories that people are enjoying this week. We've got lots of great TV back on our screens this week as well. Welcome to the end of September, including the return of the mighty Good Place. And at the cinema, we've got the adaptation of The Goldfinch and horror comedy Ready or Not. And in literature, we've got C.L. Taylor's new paperback of Sleep. This week, we've got guest reviews from Sarah and Victoria. Sarah can be found on Twitter at Cookie and Screen, so Cookie N Screen. And Victoria, with arguably one of the most unique Twitter handles, can be found at Arg. It's like a Monty Python sketch. And that is spelt A, 3 R's, 4 G's, and 6 H's. So go check her out as well. Let's see how much information we can get into 60 seconds. Time is at the ready. Ready or Not is a horror comedy that stars Samara Weaving as Grace and Mark O'Brien as her new husband, Alex. Basically, Grace is marrying into a very, very rich family, so she's doing all she can to please them, and that's why she goes along with the very weird family tradition they have to play a game on the night of somebody's wedding in the family. And what starts as a very weird, sort of quirky family tradition very quickly becomes something far more sinister as she realizes that they're trying to kill her, because they believe that the family only has the success that they have because of a sort of curse, like a deal with the devil that was made many generations earlier. And if they don't kill her, they'll all die. So the stakes are pretty high. It's very, very violent and very, very funny. So obviously, if you're not into violent films, this is absolutely not one for you. But if you can, it's absolute genius, really, really hilarious, and very, very smart, because it brings in proper character development for everybody. And it's kind of like Cabin in the Woods that you're immediately invested.
Sleep is centered around Anna, who after a weekend away team building with work colleagues, has a crash in her car, leaving two of her passengers dead and one of them critically injured. Anna's in no way to blame for the crash, but someone holds her accountable, so starts to send her messages of sleep, letting her know that it will be her turn to sleep soon, only she will be sleeping for good. Terrified and not knowing what to do, she decides to run. She goes up to Scotland and gets a job in a hotel, and everything's going well until a storm hits and they are trapped within the hotel with nowhere to go. And that's when the messages of sleep start to appear once more, and everyone in that hotel is now a suspect. Callie is the queen of creep. Let me just put it out there right now. She draws you in and she slowly builds the tension until you cannot take no more. Callie has the ability to have you on the edge of your seat. Sleep was terrifyingly brilliant and her best work yet.
Holy mother forking sherples, The Good Place is back. And obviously, I'm just completely obsessed. The show is amazing. I don't want to say too much for those who perhaps haven't seen it. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? It's amazing. Get on it. But for those who have been enjoying the show, you will know probably by now that this is going to be the last series. So it's sort of bittersweet watching it now, because you know that we're coming to an end, but also quite satisfying that this is the end they have chosen. So this is designed by the people behind the show. They want it to be this long. This is the story they have in mind. So I am fully here for the final season, just to see where our four brilliant characters end up, plus the two extras, part of the Soul Squad. And it's very unsettling, as they frequently do in The Good Place, because this is a whole new setup. So we have to get our heads around it. And it's part one, so I'm really looking forward to next week. But there's surprises, there's jokes, there's sweetness, there's sadness. It's all in there.
The Goldfinch is a movie by John Carradine and based on the book by Donna Tartt, and revolves around the young Theo, whose mum dies in an explosion at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York. He is then bounced around through a family friend and his father, grapples with his grief through drug addiction, and meets a whole lot of characters along the way. It stars Ansel Elgort, Finn Wolfhard, and Nicole Kidman, as well as Jeffrey Wright. It is a quite, it's good in some elements. It struggles with its blandness, especially coming from some of the lead actors. But it looks gorgeous. Roger Deakins is a cinematographer, and some of the set pieces are like phenomenal, and it has a good time, plays with space and time through grief and memory really well, and obviously has lots of gorgeous art in it. But you know, it struggles to get going. It's very long, it's 2.5 hours long, and doesn't really use that time very well. Plus, I'm not a big fan of Ansel Elgort. I don't think he's got great chemistry with the material here, and that's where the film struggles. So yeah, probably 3 out of 5.
To find out more, you can follow the Short Story Time podcast at SST Pod on Twitter, and let me know what stories you've been enjoying.